Today is 29 May, 2024. Hebrew date is 21 Iyar 5784, and it's the 36th day of the Omer. Countdown to Pentecost. That's a very, very special day that a lot of people don't understand the full significance of that day. Yes, Pentecost is the day that God sent His beautiful, beautiful Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into the truth, to speak to us, to tell us things to come, to give us comfort, to give us strength, to give us hope, to bear witness to the Word of God until He comes again. And Jesus is coming again. He's going to come in judgment. He's going to come in fiery indignation to destroy those who have destroyed the earth, who have destroyed God's people, those who hate God, will come to nothing one day. I've just been reading a few scriptures today, and it's been a little while since I've recorded my thoughts. I was just reading Galatians, and it's reminded me of the heresy that is going on in the churches. Churches that claim to be representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. Churches that do love the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's things that have been allowed in the churches that are so wrong. And it's gone on for a while, and it takes a while to clean, but I believe God is going to do that. He's going to clean His house, and only those who are left will be standing for Him. And I pray by God's grace that I'll be one of them. I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all that is within me. I praise His holy name. And I love to gather with God's people. But it's been a little discouraging at times, because I see that the devil's ways have seeped in and is allowed to remain. And I'm talking about corrupt Bible versions are still accepted. And it's pretty obvious for anybody that does a little research to see that Satan's people have tainted the Holy Scriptures. You just got to do a little research. Any thinking person can look at the evidence and see that the writings of Westcott and Hort back in the 1800s, late 1800s, was involved in the translation committee that interjected their manuscripts into the received texts. The Textus Receptus, the manuscripts the group of letters and books that have been brought together that have been the accepted Word of God down through the ages. But all the modern translations, most every single modern translation has been touched by the writings of Westcott Horton. And I don't know why men don't say that. I'm just an ordinary person. A woman that's been somewhat devalued by many men in the churches. They don't believe women should have a voice. Granted, there's a lot of women out there speaking garbage that don't need a voice. And if there was enough men out there that were strong and willing to stand against heretical teachings, they would not listen to those voices. They would be silenced because people would ignore them. And they wouldn't sell their books and get their fame and glory from men and women. But that's where we are in society. Most churches read from tainted manuscripts, Bibles that have been tainted. Yes, there's truth mixed in there, of course. It has to, because it would be too obvious that it was something wrong with it. So Satan has to mix a lot of truth in with it, but it's the lies that get slipped in there that causes trouble. Mm-hmm. That's what it does. Most people are not on the same page anymore. They have their truth. And I will tell you, there is only one truth. And the question that remains is, are you standing on the side of truth? I was reading in Malachi just a moment ago where God was complaining that you people you offer polluted bread. This is Malachi 1:7. You offer polluted bread upon my altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible, meaning that they don't desire to eat from the table of the Lord. They want to do what they want to do. It goes on to say, verse 8, and if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now up to thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person, saith the Lord? Basically, they're just giving to God something that they wouldn't want themselves. They offer him just table scraps, I guess. I was reading here, but ye are departed out of the way. He's telling this to the priests, the ministers of God. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. That's where I see a lot of God's people today. They do, you know, some things, of course, that are right and stand for things that are right. But when they get called on things like the modern versions, that they need to get back to the King James, which is based on the received text, the Textus Receptus. There's no corrupt manuscripts mixed in with the writings of those manuscripts. I'm not a King James only. I'm a no poison mixed in the manuscripts that have been translated into English or another language. Partial at the law. Another area that God's people have refused to, a lot of God's people have refused to address is listening to music that's been produced by heretics. Listening to music that has been produced by charismatics. Listening to the preaching of charismatics. Listening to reading the writings of heretics and charismatics and people that have departed from the truth of the Word of God. If someone you listen to validates aberrant lifestyles, goes along with the culture, and our culture has pretty much gone down the drain. If you're not willing to stand up for the truth of God's word, killing babies is wrong at any stage of development. Men are not women, and women are not men. And there is a difference. To validate those lies that are being espoused in our world today, it's really absolutely insane to believe that if you're born a man, that if you identify as a woman, that you're a woman. It's really crazy, but God said that things would get pretty bad before his return. And it is. So we can take comfort in that God's warned us about it. But the question that all of us, whoever's listening to this, needs to ask yourself, are you standing on the side of the Lord? Are you willing to stand for his truth? I want to read one last passage that is very, very important to me, because this is really the essence of who we are as Christians. And this is something that I am amazed at too. In Galatians chapter 1, starting in verse 6, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert or change the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And that word accursed means to ban or excommunicate a thing or a person in the Strong's Concordance. To ban them, to have nothing to do with them. Let that person that's espousing those things have nothing to do with them. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. As we say, as I repeated verse 8, as we said before, so say I now again. And he repeats it twice in this passage. If any man, and man here is in italics in the King James, so that was not in their original language. So if any preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. And this is what I want you to hear. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. And I want to read this next few verses. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Everything I know about the Word of God is because God's Spirit has taught me. When I got out of that cult group that I was in for 3.5 years, led by a man who claimed to be a Christian. Led by a man that claimed to be a Christian. I read the Bible and devoured it and let God's Spirit teach me apart from the evil influence that I was under. The scripture that talks about my chains are gone. I have been set free. I was set free. I was in chains when I was in that cult group. I didn't know it, but I sure was. And I believe a lot of God's people are in that condition today. They're being held back. They don't realize it. And that's my prayer, Lord, that you will expose the evildoers, expose those who are espousing error in the churches, expose them, and may God's people see the truth. May you open their eyes, and may they be willing to run to you in your holy word and allow your Spirit to speak to their hearts and show you the truth. Because only the truth, the pure word of God, will set us free to worship you in spirit and truth as you so deserve. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for loving my family. Thank you for your patience and your long-suffering for your people. I don't know how long you're going to tarry, but I do know, the Lord, that the world is getting more and more wicked, just like you said it would. But we can trust you, and we can hold on to you, and as long as you're with us, we'll be okay. No matter what we have to go through, you'll be with us, and that's all that matters. On 8th of May, 2024, me and my sweet Sarah and my little baby James Wayne, were almost killed by a woman that was so reckless. But you didn't let anything happen to us. oh yes, we're sore and tired and we have pains that we didn't have before. But nothing was broken or bleeding. And I'm so thankful, Lord, so thankful. Help me to carry out your will in this world. I'm not here to please men, I'm here to please you. And if I please men in the process, thank God for that. Thank God. But if I offend people by what I say, work in their hearts, Lord, to show them the truth. And it's just like when I was in that group. When you revealed the truth on 28 February 1993, I had a choice, and I could have made no other choice but to follow you. But all of us there had a choice to see that we were in the midst of a false teacher, a man that called himself a prophet of God. He even called himself Jewish, a Jewish prophet of God. But he was a liar and a deceiver and a wicked man. And he got exposed on that day. And everybody there had a choice to either walk away from him and his teachings and his ministry, which was called Lael Ministries, which means belonging to God. And he does belong to God, the God of this world. Not to Almighty God, like he falsely claimed. We, on that day, had a chance to walk away and have nothing to do with them. And that's exactly what I did. He preached another gospel, and he is accursed. Lord, I pray that my messages will get to those who need to hear it, and may whatever you lead me to say strengthen them and give them the boldness and the courage to stand up for you. May your will be done. I pray for my children. They are next to my sweet husband, the most important people in this world. And I have some very special people that you've brought into my path along the way that are very special to me too. And I pray for them. Pastor Arnie is among that number. He is a wonderful, prayerful, faithful minister of God over in the Philippines that I will never forget. His love and his care for me and my family, for praying for us, and just being a great support for me. I have others that I've met along the way. You know their names, and I ask you to bless them. I ask you to bless them, Lord, and take care of them. And I just want to thank you most of all for your dear son, because he's the reason that we have eternal life. He is. He is the one and only reason, because of his great sacrifice. He laid down his life for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I pray these things in the most wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Anointed One, the Messiah of Israel. Amen.